Teaching More Than Firebending. Written by Let Us Leave on Archive of Our Own. Read by Demon Feed Audio. Summary. When Zuko agrees to help Aang overcome his recent firebending block, he had no idea what that would entail, nor what he would learn about himself. Chapter 1.
Remember, a firebender's power comes from the breath, not the muscle, Zuko told Aang, recalling his uncle's words. Remember, a firebender's power comes from the breath, not the muscle, Zuko told Aang, recalling his uncle's words. Close your eyes and keep breathing.
They were on a remote island near Crescent Island, and Zuko had chosen this open field of rocks as their training ground so they wouldn't burn anything by accident. Zuko took a couple of steps closer and gently placed the palms of his hands on Aang's stomach and back. The thin air nomad tunic felt soft against his rough hands, and he could feel the Avatar flinch at the unexpected touch. But Aang continued his breathing exercise, and Zuko could feel his slim torso expand with every breath.
You are breathing like an airbender. Control your breath instead of letting it pass through you. Firebending requires focus, determination, and willpower. You can't do that if you're pretending to be a leaf in the wind.
Yes, Sifu Hotman, Aang giggled. This felt like his first firebending lesson with Zhang Zhang.
And no talking, Zuko snapped, raising his voice. He was going to teach Aang the only way he knew how to teach, with seriousness and discipline.
When Katara and Aang approached him a couple of weeks ago about resuming Aang's firebending training, they hadn't really explained anything other than that he should keep it a secret.
Better, he nodded, as he felt Aang's breathing become more regular. His hands could feel Aang's slim waist relaxing as he became accustomed to Zuko's touch.
He suddenly felt very awkward standing so close to his friend. Thank the spirits that Aang's eyes were closed, because Zuko could feel himself blushing. It was because he could smell Aang's scent. He smelled like fresh air, light and salty from the sea. Zuko caught himself staring at Aang, his eyes wandering from the blue tattoo on his head down to the delicate and peaceful face with the small nose and the soft eyelashes. Zuko shook his head to get rid of these thoughts. He didn't like where his mind was going with this.
What? Aang asked, feeling Zuko's movements through his hands.
Nothing. Now show me what you've got.
Aang took a deep breath and threw the palms of his hand out.
Nothing happened.
What's the matter?
Zuko demanded, letting go of Aang's waist. This was even worse than he started teaching Aang in the Western Air Temple. He had assumed he was just going to improve the Avatar's firebending, not start from the beginning. Aang sighed. He had known that he would have to explain this to Zuko at some point, but that didn't make it any less embarrassing. After he had defeated the Fire Lord, everyone expected him to be the perfect Avatar.
I kind of, how do you put it, lost my stuff? I can still control fire, I just can't create it anymore, Aang admitted.
Who else knows about this? Zuko asked. Not being able to firebend was a weakness people should rather not know about the Avatar.
Only Katara.
It was her that convinced Aang to seek Zuko's help when he told her a couple of weeks ago.
Good. When was the last time you created fire? He inquired further.
A couple of months ago. Aang definitely wasn't going to tell Zuko about the other changes that had begun around that time. Not even Katara knew about that.
Zuko rubbed his hands against his face, frustrated. This was going to be a lot more difficult than he imagined.
Listen, for now we should just concentrate on... he began, but Aang cut him off.
Look! He exclaimed. A porcupine lizard!
And sped off in a gust of wind. Zuko couldn't believe it. They had just celebrated the Avatar's 18th birthday, the perfect cover for Aang to visit the Fire Nation, as he now realized. But more often than not, he still behaved like a 12-year-old child.
Zuko, you gotta come see this! It's a whole family!
Zuko growled in frustration. Discipline had never been Aang's strong suit. With a few jumps, he caught up to the airbender and shot a firebolt against the rock next to him. The porcupine lizard family scattered away.
Did I tell you to abandon your position? He growled.
Aw, Zuko, now you've scared them away! Aang cried out, immediately looking to see where they had gone.
Zuko folded his arms across his chest and gave him a stern look. "I'm sorry," Aang apologized, lowering his head when he saw the look on Zuko's face. "Sifu Zuko," he added. Zuko immediately forgave him, but he was careful not to let it show. "Let's get back to work," he said, jumping back over the rocks to their training area. "Besides, porcupine lizards are dangerous when they have young. They can bite you, and Uncle told me that their spikes are poisonous." Zuko gazed at the stars above and tried to concentrate on the soft sounds of the waves in the distance instead of Aang's teeth chattering next to him.
"Zuko, I don't understand why you didn't just bring tents. It's freezing," Aang complained.
"I already told you it's a firebending exercise. Once you're able to create your own fire, you'll be able to keep yourself warm anywhere," Zuko replied. How was he supposed to have known Aang couldn't do that anymore when he prepared for this trip? The Avatar had done very well at redirecting and blocking fire during their training the rest of the day, but those moves were much more similar to other forms of bending. It was the ability to create the element you bend that made a firebender so unique among benders, but they hadn't made any progress with that. Zuko thought about possible reasons for Aang's block. When he had joined the Avatar's cause at the Western Air Temple, his firebending had been temporarily weakened, but it had still been there. Then he remembered when he first met Mei in his early teens. His firebending was somewhat erratic for a while. Iroh had consoled him that puberty sometimes had an effect, but Aang was too old to still be in puberty. And besides, Zuko's bending had been unpredictable and fickle, but not gone. The only other reason Zuko could think of was when Iroh tried to teach him to create lightning. He had said Zuko had to first deal with the turmoil inside himself to acquire peace of mind. But when he had joined the Avatar's cause, and even after the war had ended, he still hadn't been able to create lightning. Frustrated, Zuko decided to figure this mystery out tomorrow and tried to fall asleep, but Aang's shivering was too distracting. "I thought you monks didn't need the luxury of soft feather beds," he teased. He scooted closer on the small blanket he had brought for them to sleep on, until the slim, shivering figure of Aang was within his reach. He stretched out his arm and placed his hand on Aang's back between his shoulder blades. He could feel the lean muscles under his fingertips tense up. Aang was indeed cold. He took a deep breath and let his energy flow from his stomach, through his chest, shoulder, and fingers into his shivering friend. Aang's eyes flew open when he felt Zuko's touch. Like this morning, it felt weird to have Zuko touch him. Unlike his friendships with the others, his friendship with Zuko did not include physical gestures like the hugs from Katara, Sokka's hand on his shoulder, or the occasional friendly punch from Toph. Of course, Zuko had touched him before during training, when he had corrected his form or taught him how to block. But this was different. Gentle, lingering, and soft. Not what he had imagined Zuko's touch to be like. Then, a warm pulse spread from Zuko's hands, seeping through his body and warming every inch of his shivering limbs.
"Wow," Aang cried out in surprise. "Zuko, that's amazing! You've got to teach me that trick!"
"Shut up and go to sleep," Zuko muttered, trying to hide the fact that he was smiling. It was so easy to impress the airbender. A couple of hours later, Aang woke up, shivering again. Zuko's hand was no longer there to warm him.
"Zuko," Aang whispered, "give me your hand again."
But his friend was asleep. He sat up and peered into the darkness, trying to make out the shape of Zuko next to him. He was laying on his side, his head resting on his right arm, with the left arm that had provided so much warmth to Aang lying loosely on the thin blanket. Aang contemplated snatching the blanket away from under him, but it would have been too small anyway. He decided the best thing to do was to scoot as close to Zuko as possible without waking him. So he gently lifted Zuko's arm, careful not to let his cold fingers touch Zuko's warm skin, lay down beside him, and slowly lowered his arm so that it rested heavy on Aang's waist. This was just like when he used to curl up between Appa's feet. He could feel Zuko's warmth glowing behind him, slowly warming his back, and dozed off to the feeling of Zuko's hot breath against the back of his neck. Half asleep, Aang scooted even closer, reaching for Zuko's arm that had been laying across his waist, and hugged the warm hand of his friend to his chest. Suddenly, Zuko's body jerked up.
What?
The firebender cried out in confusion, tripped in the darkness, and tumbled down the rocks into the darkness.
Ow, stupid beasts!
He heard Zuko roar, and suddenly the night was ablaze in hot flames as his friend was chasing away the porcupine lizards.
I'm sorry, are you okay?
Aang shouted above Zuko's cursing.
I fell into your family of porcupine lizards,
Zuko muttered as he limped back to the blanket.
They bit me!
In the light of Zuko's flame, Aang could see that on Zuko's inner thigh, his pants were torn off and blood was dripping out. Then Zuko raised his arm and flinched. Three spikes stuck out on his royal robe on the side of his chest.
Great, Zuko grumbled, pulling out the spikes.
I can heal you, Aang immediately offered, helping his friend sit back down on the blanket. Katara had been so proud of him when he finally mastered the healing technique of waterbending.
You've got to get the venom out first, Zuko cringed, slowly lying down.
How? Aang asked, perplexed. He had learned the healing technique, but he was not a trained healer.
You suck it out and spit it out, of course. Hurry, I can already feel my arm getting numb.
Okay, okay, Aang tried to calm Zuko down. He clumsily fumbled with the sash that held Zuko's upper robe together, finally pulled it open, and unfolded the silken sheets of fabric until he could feel the hot skin of Zuko's chest under his fingertips. When he brushed aside the last layer of silk, he froze in surprise. Of course, the scar. Aang hadn't been there, but Zuko had been hit in the chest by Azula's lightning pretty badly. It looked similar to Aang's scar on his back, but not quite as deep. He caught Zuko's eyes and saw a flash of embarrassment before the firebender composed himself again. Sorry, Aang muttered, and bent down to examine the puncture wounds the spikes had left behind on Zuko's pale body. The warm light of the flame Zuko was maintaining in his other hand showed the three marks, one in Zuko's side, one further up, and the last one just below Zuko's armpit. Without daring to look at Zuko's face, he leaned forward and placed his mouth over the first wound. As soon as his cool lips touched Zuko's hot skin, Aang could feel a familiar feeling awakening in his body. He began sucking and immediately felt the bitter taste of venom in his mouth. He spat it out and returned his lips to Zuko's skin. Zuko's body was just as firm and as muscular as he imagined it would be, and the feeling of his face pressed against him strangely made his heart beat faster.
What were you doing anyway?
Zuko asked, his low, husky voice not quite hiding the pain he was in. When the bitter taste was gone and Aang tasted blood, he spat out again.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. I was just cold, so I...
Aang mumbled, embarrassed, and bent down to suck the second wound. He didn't know why, but his heart was pounding as he gently placed his hand on Zuko's shoulder to steady himself and get a better angle. He could feel the blood rushing to his cheeks as he saw that his nose was pressed against Zuko's skin only inches from his nipple.
Well, I'm not your pillow, and I'm not your furry bison. Next time, just wake me and I'll warm you with my hand again.
Aang felt a twitch of embarrassment, but then he realized Zuko was just being snappy. He knew Appa's name. He just wanted to make Aang feel bad for being cold. Aang not so gently lifted Zuko's arm out of his sleeve and folded it to get better access to the final puncture wound on the lower end of Zuko's armpit. His name is Appa and you know it, Aang retorted, and leaned down one last time. As soon as his lips touched Zuko's skin, the strange feeling in his body returned, this time stronger than before. Zuko's armpit was even warmer than the rest of his body, radiating heat against his cheeks as his nose lightly touched Zuko's wisps of armpit hair. He had never paid much attention to Zuko's smell, but now it filled his senses completely. Clean, manly, with a slight note of the oils Zuko had started using since he lived in the palace, and just so much like Zuko. Whenever he had taught Aang firebending and moved close to him, Zuko's scent was there. This morning, when Zuko had touched his stomach, he remembered it was there. Just hours ago, when he had fallen asleep in the comfort of Zuko's warmth, it was there. Without thinking, Aang went through the motions of spitting out the venom and returning his lips to Zuko's body, even though he had already sucked out all the venom at this point. He grew curious and a little bolder, so he dug his nose a bit deeper into Zuko's armpit as his mouth closed around the wound. As he took in Zuko's intoxicating smell, a thought flashed through his mind. He wanted to taste Zuko. Without thinking, he opened his lips a little wider and let his tongue flick out against Zuko's warm skin, cautiously licking and tasting him. It was better than he had imagined, slightly salty, and his eyes fluttered shut, his eyelashes brushing softly against Zuko's skin. "What are you doing?" Zuko barked, and Aang snapped back to reality. How stupid of him. Of course Zuko could feel Aang's tongue against him. "Just checking if all the venom was out," Aang lied, backing away. "You're fine now." As he retreated, he felt a familiar sensation in his crotch, of his private parts pressing stiff against his air nomad tunic. Careful to hide the tent in his pants from Zuko, Aang relocated between Zuko's sprawled legs to take care of his bite marks. He was so embarrassed. Why did this have to happen now? He thanked the spirits that his crotch was hidden in the shadows from Zuko's flame. "Oh, thanks, Aang," Zuko muttered. "No problem," he replied, and opened their water pouch. He let his arms relax as he let the water flow out, slowly beginning to glow blue. The bite marks were pretty close to Zuko's crotch, Aang realized, with a new wave of embarrassment. But actually, that didn't matter. He didn't need to touch Zuko in order to heal him. As the glowing healing water touched Zuko's thigh, he let out a strange yelp and stared at Aang. The Avatar smiled and continued to focus on the healing. He remembered the first time Katara had healed him, the weird tingling sensation, not quite hot and not quite cold. "Is this the first time being healed for you?" Aang asked. "No," Zuko replied, his fingertips tracing the scar on his chest. "The second time." Aang remembered the brief moment of embarrassment on Zuko's face as he had exposed his scar, and felt bad for him. "Don't worry, no matter how many scars you have, I think you look great." "Monkey feathers," Aang cursed in his head. "Why did he say great? He meant fine."
"Thanks, I guess," Zuko responded in his usual husky voice.
Aang's healing water slowly began reaching into the deeper tissues of Zuko's leg, and he let the water pulsate slowly.
"That feels..." Zuko began, his voice suddenly more hoarse than usual, but Aang cut him off.
"Please be quiet, I have to concentrate," he insisted. He hadn't done that much healing, and he wanted to get this part right the first time. After a while of concentrated healing, Aang suddenly saw movement in Zuko's crotch.
"Aang, are you sure you know what you're..." Zuko began, but Aang cut him off again.
"Hush," he insisted, gesturing Zuko to be quiet. "I need to concentrate," he lied. Now that he had the pulsating of the glow down, he didn't actually need to concentrate that much. He casually glanced at Zuko's face, who was staring straight into the night sky, biting his lower lip. So he decided to look at Zuko's crotch again. Could it be that Zuko was having the same problem he had? The same feelings that had been confusing him, causing this stiffening of his privates to happen sometimes? And, indeed, something was stirring in Zuko's pants, slowly causing the fabric to form a tent. Without intending to, Aang's healing pulses slowly sped up, causing the tent in Zuko's robes to grow even more. He noticed that Zuko's flame was steadily getting brighter, and he could start seeing that Zuko's breath was accelerating. Aang still stared at Zuko's crotch, mesmerized at the stiff penis that he guessed was underneath the fabric. A small wet spot was starting to form at the top, causing the red silk to darken. Zuko's breath gradually became more erratic, and Aang's gaze wandered to the pale, muscular chest rising and falling under Zuko's panting.
"Okay, stop!" Zuko yelled, extinguishing his flame and quickly backing away in the dim glow of Aang's healing water.
"I'm sorry, did I hurt you?" Aang quickly asked.
"No," Zuko croaked, still panting.
"Then what is it?"
Aang was confused.
"I don't want to talk about it," Zuko snapped. When he returned from the creek where he had washed off the blood and calmed down, he found Aang fast asleep. He had apparently done some earthbending to create a smoother surface to sleep on. Zuko sighed and lay down next to the Avatar, as close as he could without touching him.
Then he slowly wrapped his arm around Aang's waist so it wouldn't slide away again when he fell asleep. Zuko woke up slowly and with a strangely pleasant feeling. It was almost dawn. He was laying on his back and someone was hugging him. A head lay heavy on his shoulder, and he could feel a barely noticeable steady breath against his collarbone. He could feel an arm lightly lying on his stomach, rising and falling with each breath he took, and squeezing his waist ever so gently. With a start, Zuko was wide awake, realizing who that was. His first impulse was to shove Aang off and run away like he had done before, but a small voice inside him dared him to hesitate, to wait, to enjoy the moment while it lasted. He hadn't been close like this with anyone in years. Mei had been gone for what felt like forever, but never with a guy, especially not with a guy. Why was his heart starting to beat faster? Why did Aang's breath against his skin feel so good? So good. He wanted to blame his erection last night on the waterbending healing, but deep down he knew there was more to it. Over the years, Aang had seen him at his worst, but sometimes also at his best, and together they had come a long way. Aang learned to trust him, and that was more than he could have ever hoped for. But this was more than trust and friendship. Aang's tenderness and affection had taken him completely off guard. They had awakened something in Zuko, and he felt as vulnerable as he hadn't felt in a long time. And as Aang's breath sent tingling shivers down his spine, he could feel his body heating up. Thoughts were creeping into his mind. Thoughts of desire. He tried pushing them aside, but it was no use. Every time he felt Aang's breath, he could feel himself getting warmer and warmer.
"That's okay, Zuko. I'm not that cold," Aang mumbled in his sleep, feeling Zuko heating up.
"I told you I'm not your pillow," Zuko growled, but he didn't make any attempt to shove Aang off. Aang giggled, and Zuko could feel it against the side of his chest before he heard it.
"You're right. A pillow would be soft and fluffy. You're too firm," Aang said, and started poking his finger up and down Zuko's toned chest.
"Enough," Zuko grumbled and shoved Aang off. "It's not even dawn yet. Go back to sleep." He hated to admit how good Aang's fingertips felt against his skin.
"Oh, you have it too,"
Aang exclaimed in surprise, now fully awake.
"What?"
Zuko asked, sitting up confused, but then he realized. Aang was staring at his crotch, where a boner made his arousal undeniable. As he could feel the heat rise in his cheeks, he realized that Aang had said two. The airbender had a similar tent in his tunic.
It's stiff, Aang stammered.
Zuko's brain was racing.
"Oh, you mean I have morning wood?
Whatever." He tried to casually brush it off and lay back down again.
"What's morning wood?"
Aang slowly asked.
It slowly dawned on Zuko.
"Did no one ever tell you what..."
Zuko gestured at his friend's crotch.
"What it means?" The airbender shook his head.
"Can I touch yours?"
Aang carefully asked.
"No!" Zuko snapped. "Why would you ask me that?"
Aang quickly retreated his hand, and a shadow of sadness crossed his face. "It's been years now since Katara and Sokka found me in that iceberg, and still there are so many things I haven't caught up on."
"No, it's not really something that you've missed, it's just..."
Zuko began. He tried to imagine being frozen for 100 years at the age of 12, then spending the next year roaming the world without parents, training to defeat the most powerful firebender, and ever since being revered as the great avatar who saved the world from annihilation. He couldn't.
"I'm sorry. It's not your fault no one told you," he apologized.
"So what is it then?" Aang insisted.
I don't think I'm the right person to explain it to you."
Zuko's voice grew hoarse with embarrassment.
"It just happens sometimes in the morning."
"It feels weird," Aang stated. Zuko laughed.
"Yeah, I guess it does. Now go back to sleep."
As soon as he closed his eyes, he felt Aang snuggle up against him again.
"Aang."
"Oh, admit it.
You don't mind being used as a heating pillow. You just complain like you always do.
I do mind, Zuko replied.
You're lying, Aang laughed.
What?
Toph taught me how to tell when people are lying. It's an earthbending technique, Aang chuckled.
A technique you apparently haven't mastered yet, Zuko snapped back.
But when Aang didn't respond to that, Zuko didn't shove him off again. He just lay there, stiff and awkward, not daring to acknowledge how good Aang's casual tenderness felt, hoping Aang wouldn't be able to feel his racing heartbeat. He probably could.
Control your breath. You were doing better yesterday. Concentrate, Zuko told Aang.
I'm trying, Aang replied, slowly getting angry. They had been breathing since dawn with no success.
Okay, let's try something different. Take off your shirt, Zuko instructed.
When Aang had jumped out of the top part of his tunic in one swift airbending move, Zuko placed the palm of his hand gently on Aang's chest.
Assume your stance. Now breathe. Strike the right balance between breathing with your chest and your stomach, like we talked about.
As soon as Aang felt Zuko's touch, he knew he would have an even more difficult time concentrating.
No, feel me, Zuko instructed, shaking off his silk robe and pressing Aang's hand against his chest and stomach.
He could feel Zuko's abs and muscled chest expand and contract, and suddenly the idea of running his tongue along Zuko's stomach was all he could think about. With a fierce roar, Zuko let go of Aang's hand and took a step back, and shot two red bolts of fire out of his fists.
Like this!
Then he cringed, extinguished the flames, and pressed a hand on his inner thigh.
I think you missed a bite mark yesterday, he muttered.
I can take a look at it right away, Aang offered, but Zuko shook his head.
Not until we make some progress here. Let's try again.
He moved closer again, and they placed their hands on each other's chest and stomach, feeling each other's breath. Aang couldn't keep quiet anymore. He had to say something.
It's happening again, Zuko.
What is? Zuko asked, slightly annoyed, his eyes closed in concentration.
I'm getting stiff again.
Zuko's eyes flew open.
What? Now?
Is that weird? You said it only happens in the morning, but I can't help it.
It can also happen at other times, Zuko mumbled. He didn't want to get into this conversation right now.
Like when I healed you, right? You became stiff?
No, I didn't, Zuko denied.
You're lying, Aang grinned.
Okay, I did, so what?
Somehow, Aang's casual grin made it easier to admit.
Why did you?
Zuko hesitated. This truth-seeing was starting to make things difficult.
Why is this suddenly so important? He retorted. Asking a question was a good way out.
Aang sighed. Because right around the time when it started happening to me, I started being able to create fire.
Zuko paused.
You've never been hard until a couple of months ago? He tried to read Aang's expression, but failed. He had been shocked at Aang's innocent questions, but he now remembered that Aang was wiser and more powerful than anyone he knew. He was not an innocent boy. He was just inexperienced.
Aang shook his head.
I see. That's okay. He tried to reassure the airbender, whose accelerated heartbeat he could feel at his fingertips.
So? Why did you, get stiff when I healed you? Aang insisted.
Because it felt weird. I'm not used to getting healed, especially not in that region.
Aang tilted his head. Okay, I'll tell you the truth.
Zuko took a deep breath.
Because it felt good. Too good.
I knew it! Aang cried out with glee, doing one of his airbending flips of joy.
I knew you liked it!
Zuko groaned and smacked his forehead. Well, I don't think I'm going to get the hang of firebending in the next few hours, so we might as well do another healing session to take care of the bite mark I missed, Aang suggested. He gave Zuko a, you told me you liked it, so why not, look, and Zuko sighed, walking over to their sleeping place with the blanket. Aang examined his thigh through the torn fabric of his pants.
It looks like everything healed fine yesterday. I wonder if... Aang muttered, and with a small ripping sound, he tore Zuko's pants a little wider open.
What are you doing? Zuko demanded.
See, that's what I thought, Aang said, scratching his head. I missed this one because I couldn't see it in the darkness yesterday. As soon as the healing water touched Zuko's skin, he heard him take in a sharp breath. Aang wondered how long it would take Zuko to get stiff again. It didn't take long. I take it feels good? Aang teased.
Shut up, Zuko barked. Just get it over with.
Okay, okay. Aang pretended to concentrate. He was just so curious. Last time it seemed like Zuko had backed away right before something was about to happen. Now that he knew Zuko enjoyed the healing, he was determined to find out. As soon as the healing water reached the deeper tissues, Aang once again began pulsing the glow. Zuko let out a small gasp.
Can you slow down? How long is it going to take this time? He asked, and Aang could tell he was trying to keep his voice steady and casual.
Aang slowed the pace of the pulsing, but unlike the previous night, he watched Zuko's body with open curiosity, his own cock becoming increasingly hard, too. With the wider tear in Zuko's pants, an opening was now there, through which Aang could reach in, if he wanted to. He increased the pulsing and watched as Zuko's breath became harsher. He waited for the dark, wet spot to appear on the fabric of Zuko's pants, and moments later, it did.
Aang, hurry up, otherwise I'm going to...
Zuko's voice ended in a moan that Zuko barely managed to suppress.
Otherwise what? Is something bad going to happen?
Aang asked. He didn't understand why Zuko wanted him to stop.
No, Zuko pressed out between gritted teeth. Just hurry up.
Aang's curiosity grew and he sped up even more.
Does it still feel good?
He asked the now panting Zuko. At this point, a loud moan escaped the firebender.
Yes, Zuko exclaimed.
Aang couldn't restrain himself, so he reached out through the tear and touched Zuko's cock. It felt hot and wet, soft and hard at the same time. He wrapped his hand around it and pulled it out from under the silk, pulling the foreskin back in the process. Zuko's head jerked up, and he whimpered in pleasure, looking at Aang with pure surprise and disbelief. At this reaction, Aang repeated the motion, rubbing his hand up and down the shaft. Suddenly, Zuko's body began convulsing. It started with a voiceless gasp, a clenching of his hands and a bucking of his hips. Then he let out one short moan and shot ropes of white-hot liquid onto his stomach. His gasps turned into whimpering, and Aang could feel his cock twitching and dripping more white liquid over his fingers. Their eyes met. Aang was still holding Zuko's cock, the warm cum on his fingers slowly cooling off. Zuko's body was actually steaming, the sweat instantly evaporating from the firebender's skin. He was panting and staring at Aang with a look that Aang couldn't really read. Surprise, shock, confusion, maybe fear, and definitely vulnerability.
Are you okay? Aang cautiously asked.
Zuko only stared at him. The airbender slowly let go of Zuko's cock, and in a moment of curiosity, he lifted his fingers to his mouth and licked. It tasted good, salty and with a slightly smoky note. Zuko's eyes widened.
You don't have to... You don't... People don't... He stammered.
Do this, he ended, mumbling to himself. It tastes good, Aang shrugged. What is it?
I have to go. Zuko muttered, barely managing to get on his feet and hurrying to the nearby spring, tucking his cock back in, his cum slowly beginning to run down his chest and abs.
Chapter 2 When Zuko returned, the sun had risen and the bright light somehow made it more difficult to hide what had happened between them.
I made breakfast for us, Aang greeted him, beaming at him and displaying a selection of nuts and fruit he had brought.
Zuko grunted a thank you and sat down. He regretted leaving Aang in charge of food. He wasn't all too fond of vegetarian meals.
So, what was all the white stuff? Aang asked, matter-of-factly.
Zuko inhaled the peanut he was chewing and coughed violently. After he calmed himself down again, he replied, "I can explain how it works, and then you can see for yourself." "But you can't waterbend," Aang interjected. Zuko's eyes met Aang's, and an image of him jerking Aang off to the point of orgasm flashed through his mind. He quickly suppressed it and shot Aang an angry look. "It has nothing to do with waterbending," he glared. "No reason to get angry with me, Sifu Hotman," Aang calmed him down. Zuko ignored that comment. "And you do it by yourself, on your own. Or with a girl, I guess," Zuko added.
"Not with another guy. Never with a guy."
Aang reached for a papaya and hesitated before he spoke. "So what did..." he began, but Zuko quickly cut him off.
"That was an accident," he asserted.
With Aang's truth-seeing, he had to be extra careful of direct questions. It had been an accident, after all. Aang gave him a look that he couldn't quite interpret, and then just shrugged.
"So, how does it work?"
Aang pressed, finishing up his share of breakfast.
"Do you need to know right now?" Zuko asked, irritated.
He was supposed to train Aang in firebending, not educate him about masturbation. While he had been at the stream cleaning himself and frantically trying to think of a way to play this whole situation casually, he had eventually come up with a firebending practice plan he was intent on sticking to for today.
Sorry. I was just curious," Aang apologized.
Zuko sighed. Sometimes he wondered how they had been able to stay such close friends, with Aang's sensitive spirit so often taken aback by Zuko's hot temper. It was probably only Aang's patience with him and his own willingness to apologize that kept everything together.
"I'm sorry I lashed out. I promised to help you with your firebending, and if explaining this stuff to you helps, I'll try to answer your questions as best I can."
Aang grinned at him. Zuko rolled his eyes. "The actual motion is quite simple," he began, and then reconsidered. How was he supposed to explain this? "Let me start over. When you find yourself getting hard and you want to, well, release that tension, you can touch yourself. As I said, it's quite simple. You just... kind of grab it and stroke up and down."
"Like I did with you?" Aang asked.
"We are not going to talk about that accident, okay?" Zuko snapped. He resumed his explanation without apologizing for his tone. "But that's just the physical part. You have to focus your mind, too. Focus on whatever thoughts made you hard in the first place. For example, what were you thinking about the last time you got hard?"
Aang hesitated. "Licking you," he replied quietly, blushing.
Zuko stared at the airbender, his mouth dropping open. Aang's words pierced directly through Zuko's carefully assembled armor of casualness. He remembered the sensation of Aang's tongue against his skin, and his cock immediately leapt to attention. But Zuko was quick to recompose himself. "But before, you were thinking of Katara, right? Or of other girls?" he asked, giving Aang an intense stare. He better give the right answer, otherwise Zuko would have no idea what to say.
"Sure," Aang said under Zuko's menacing stare.
Aang was such a hopeless liar. Sometimes Zuko wondered how he had managed to stay in the Fire Nation undetected for several weeks, pretending to be commoners. But he continued as if he hadn't noticed Aang's clearly dishonest answer to his question.
"So, if you think of that while you do the physical motion, you eventually, well..."
Zuko took a deep breath. This was the most awkward part to explain, but he was almost done. "You will eventually shoot white liquid, and then you lose the hardness and become soft again." There, he had done it. It was over now. He was not even going to try explaining what semen was. Aang looked over, somewhat confused, but concentrated.
"Can I try?" he asked.
"You mean right now? Are you hard?" Zuko asked, surprised. But even as he was saying those words, Aang had pulled down his pants and was laying naked on the blanket. The morning sun shone diagonally on his slim body, accentuating every feature of his skin, including his tattoos. Zuko quickly turned away, blushing.
"You're not even looking," Aang complained.
Zuko's heart was racing. Was this really happening?
How did Aang just so casually strip in front of him? Why was he so excited about it?
You just got naked in front of me, was all Zuko could stupidly say in his defense.
Aang laughed. What's the big deal? The monks used to say it's our most natural form, and it makes it easier for us to accept ourselves and each other.
Not everybody was raised by monks, Zuko replied.
Oh, come on, what are you afraid of? The airbender teased.
Zuko sighed and turned around. He wasn't afraid. Quite the opposite. As soon as he looked, he knew he wouldn't be able to look away again. Seeing Aang's whole body lying there, exposed to the morning air and to his gaze, was too beautiful. Although Aang had pretty much kept his childlike spirit, his body had grown into a man. And yet he was still so much Aang. His chest and his legs were so well proportioned, maybe it was an airbender thing. His neck and chin so fine and elegant, the gaze of his big round eyes so soft and familiar. He had never seen a guy his own age naked, and the fact that Aang had encouraged Zuko to look at him was blowing his mind right now. However, the movements of his arms and hands, though light and fluid as usual, were somewhat clumsy at touching his erection.
Don't use both your hands, just your right, Zuko advised.
That's right. He was here to give advice. Sticking to that somehow made it less awkward to stare at the handsome male body in front of him.
Like this? Aang asked, letting his left hand go.
Yeah. Try using your palm, too, not just your fingers. And focus more on the tip. Try pinching a bit there.
Zuko couldn't believe the words he was saying and immediately blushed. As he was inspecting Aang's technique, his eyes inevitably lingered on his erection, and he found the strong desire to taste it increasingly difficult to suppress. To take it in his mouth, caress it, feel the throbbing with his lips, the throbbing he could so clearly observe right now. The airbender looked confused at the instruction and hesitated.
Perhaps a demonstration?
Aang repeated the words he had said to Zuko during his very first firebending lesson. Of course, back then, Zuko's demonstration had been a failure. Zuko's mouth was dry with nervousness. Was this going too far? He was raging hard, so the idea of touching himself was tempting. And they wouldn't do anything. He was just showing and teaching him, right? He scratched his head and clumsily took off his torn pants and shoes, lying down next to Aang. Zuko caught Aang's eye staring at his crotch and felt embarrassment well up in him.
Don't look, he snapped.
I thought that was the point. Aang defended his gaze.
Oh, right, Zuko mumbled. This had been a lot less embarrassing when he played it in his head.
He slowly began tugging at his erection and pulled his foreskin back bit by bit. He hadn't thought this through. How was this going to end?
It helps if you let your other hand wander, Zuko resumed his advice.
Aang mimicked him and slid his free hand up and down his chest. Zuko's eyes were glued to Aang's every move, and he so desperately desired to touch him. Besides, Aang wasn't doing it quite right. Instead of sensual stroking, he was just going through the motions. Before Zuko could even realize what was happening, he heard himself say, "No, like this," and he was reaching across. As soon as his fingertips made contact with Aang's soft skin, the airbender let out a sigh. Zuko's heart was hammering in his chest as he ran his fingers up his friend's chest, caressed the nape of his neck, brushed his palm over Aang's nipple, and let his fingers run down the side of his torso to gently rub his abs and play with his belly button.
"Zuko," Aang began, and the firebender could hear a new tone in his voice.
"I haven't been completely honest with you. The first time I noticed I was stiff was after a dream, and I've had dreams like it ever since, sometimes."
"So?" was all Zuko could reply. Most of his brain was occupied with feeling the softness of Aang's skin under his touch right now, the firmness of his lean muscles.
"Well, it wasn't about girls like you asked me. It was about you."
Zuko pulled back his hand. He could tell by the look that Aang was giving him that he had more to say.
"What about me?"
Damn it! Why would he ask this? This wasn't going anywhere good.
"Well, at first we were hugging.
Aang began hesitantly. And then you took your clothes off, and then I was touching you and tasting you. His voice was shaking at those last words. Zuko stared at him, speechless. All he could think about was how Aang's tongue had sent shivers down his spine when he had sucked out the venom the day before.
Can I?
Aang's voice was barely a croak. Can you what? Zuko repeated, still looking into Aang's eyes, his mind not quite computing. Lick you? And just like that, something inside Zuko melted. He let go of his composed expression and allowed his lust to flow freely into the gaze he held with Aang. There was no pretending now. He didn't care if Aang knew how much he wanted this. He nodded. In one fluid movement that could have only been aided by airbending, Aang was suddenly laying right beside him, his head leaning over, his lips slowly parting. When Aang's small lips closed in around Zuko's nipple and his tongue began swirling around, a hissing moan escaped the firebender's chest. He could feel Aang's cool nose pressing into him as his tongue began wandering over his chest, placing kisses all over and flicking left and right. Zuko was electrified. He had stopped jerking himself off and was panting loudly, his chest heaving up and down under the gentle caress of Aang's lips.
"Zuko, I think something is happening," Aang stammered.
And indeed, Zuko suddenly felt a drop of the airbender's pre-cum drip on his knee. He wasted no time. "Here," he began, gently grabbing Aang by the shoulders and lying him back down next to him. "Let me." And with those words, he reached out and replaced Aang's hand on his cock with his own. It was even better than he had hoped for. He could feel the airbender's arousal pulse in his hand. He could see the pleasure in his eyes. He could smell his irresistible scent so close to him, and he could hear Aang's orgasm build in the panting of his breath, slowly building to moans. He tightened his gentle squeeze and quickened his pace. Aang's eyes widened.
"Zuko, something is happening. I think I'm going to..."
he gasped. "That's okay. Let it happen," Zuko said. Seeing Aang lost in so much pleasure was a sight he hungrily drank up.
"Zuko, it's happening, I'm going to—" Aang whimpered.
"Ah!" he cried out, his eyes fluttering shut and his whole body cramping up. His cock started pulsing, and moments later, Zuko felt him squirting semen. His hot, thick juice kept gushing out, drenching Zuko's hand and splattering over Aang's still convulsing chest. The firebender stared at the huge load he had made Aang shot, his own cock growing even harder as he watched the airbender slowly relax and catch his breath again.
"That was a lot," was all he could manage to say, his voice continuing to tremble with desire.
"That was amazing, Zuko," Aang exclaimed, as if Zuko had just shown him a new technique of penguin sledding. "Let's do it again." But Zuko had only one thought on his mind. Keeping his fingers around Aang's softening cock, he climbed between the airbender's legs and leaned over his chest. Without hesitation, he bent down and licked Aang's cum. The taste was just like he'd imagined, mildly salty and a bit fruity. He continued greedily lapping up the sticky white drops that covered Aang's chest, his lips coated in cum. At this point, he had licked Aang clean, but he kept licking, intoxicated by his smell, the softness of his skin, and the moans he elicited from Aang every time his tongue wandered up his chest toward his neck.
"Oh, Zuko,"
Aang whimpered, and his cock began to stiffen again. As horny as the young Fire Lord was, he wasted no time. He pulled back the Avatar's foreskin and lowered his mouth onto his growing erection. Aang shuddered and moaned as the firebender's warm lips wrapped around the shaft and moved down, sliding it deep against the back of his mouth. Zuko could feel Aang's cock grow even more against his lips, and he continued to stroke up and down Aang's shaft with his tongue swirling around his tip. His heart was pounding in his chest, and he began dripping pre-cum onto the ground himself. Zuko noticed a small drop of Aang's cum had dribbled down his balls and run even further down. Without thinking much, he ran the fingers of his free hand along the airbender's crack, retrieving the last remnants of Aang's orgasm. Aang immediately reacted with a loud gasp and spread his legs even further. Taking that as a signal, Zuko began playing with Aang's hole, gently massaging his opening until the airbender relaxed against his touch. He continued to bob his head up and down his cock, and then slowly slid a finger inside Aang. The airbender cried out in surprise, and Zuko let Aang's cock slide out of his mouth with a pop. "Everything okay?" he asked the Avatar. "Zuko, that feels amazing! I didn't even know..." He stopped mid-sentence when Zuko pushed the finger in deeper and found the spot he was looking for. Aang began moaning uncontrollably, and Zuko quickened his pace. A drop of pre-cum was oozing out of the airbender's tip again, and he made eye contact with Zuko. "Can you put yours in?" he panted. Zuko couldn't believe Aang was saying this. His own cock was throbbing and aching to be stimulated. The thought of pushing it inside Aang was almost too much to handle. "I don't want to hurt you," he managed to say. A finger was one thing, a cock another. "Don't worry about me. This feels great. Besides, I'm sure I felt worse." Zuko nodded. For a moment, he had forgotten he was talking to the Avatar. Aang was the wisest person he knew and had probably experienced pleasures and pains Zuko could never even dream of, and now he wanted Zuko to fuck him. He pulled his finger out of Aang and positioned himself, gently placing his legs on his shoulders. He rubbed his tip up and down Aang's crack, lubricating it with his pre-cum. His lower lip was quivering in anticipation and lust, and he looked into Aang's eyes for reassurance. The airbender's eyes were half-closed, his cheeks flushed, and his expression unmistakable. Zuko slowly pushed in. Aang's wet warmth enveloped his cock, and the feeling of his cock sliding into the airbender's tight ass sent shivers down his spine. He knew he had hit Aang's special spot when he cried out in pleasure, arching his back up. He started slowly fucking in and out, starting to moan himself as he could feel the pressure build up in his own cock. When Aang began moving up against him, complimenting his thrust so that his cock slid in even deeper, Zuko knew he wasn't going to last much longer. "Aang, I think I'm going to come soon," he groaned. He started quickening his pace until he was frantically thrusting in and out of Aang as fast as he could. "Me too," the airbender cried. Hearing pleasure in Aang's voice pushed Zuko over the edge, and his cock erupted into the Avatar's hot ass. His eyes were clenched shut in ecstasy, so he couldn't see Aang's orgasm, but he felt it pushing through the slim body he was fucking. Aang's feet were squeezing his neck and shuddering as the airbender shot his load. If Zuko had opened his eyes, he would have seen the Avatar's tattoos flash up with a brilliant white glow, as Aang covered his stomach with cum a second time. Even the fresh semen shooting out of the tip of his cock glowed white for a moment, but when he looked down at the flushed face of the airbender, the glow had already subsided. "Wow," Aang sighed, and looked back at Zuko with an expression of pure delight and exhaustion. Zuko just awkwardly stared back at him, immobilized, not knowing what to say. He could still feel his cock throbbing inside Aang, still felt the gentle weight of Aang's feet on his shoulders, and his left hand was still resting on the airbender's slender thigh. What had they done? What had he done? How could he have given in to this desire? What would happen now? And then, Aang reached out and touched Zuko's face with his thin fingers, caressing the firebender's scar with his cool hand. "You really are amazing, Zuko." The airbender's words wiped all doubt from his mind. For a short moment, he closed his eyes and allowed himself to lean into the tender palm against his face. Feeling Aang's slender body against his and knowing how much pleasure he had just given Aang was overwhelming for him. For years, Zuko had struggled to find peace not only for the world, but also for himself. And now, this gentle touch made him feel more at peace than he ever had. Zuko began to reply, but hesitated. He opened his eyes and stared at the splashes of cum scattered over Aang's chest. Had he destroyed all of this with his insatiable lust for Aang's body? Had he stained the intimate friendship they shared with his primal appetites? desires for a man that everyone around him had taught him were perverse, unnatural, and animalistic? He pulled away and slumped down on a rock, turning away from Aang. Sweat was still running down his chest and arms and dripped from his nose. The feeling of peacefulness was gone now, chased away by confusion and doubt about the right thing to do.
"Zuko, what's the matter?" Aang asked. His body was still tingling with energy and exhaustion, and his thoughts felt slow, still clinging to the memory of what had just happened.
Feeling Zuko inside him had felt exhilarating, and while the firebender came inside him, he had warmed and unlocked something deep within the airbender's body. He felt relaxed and exhausted, but still full of energy, just like after a long waterbending training session.
"Did you like it?" the airbender carefully asked.
He had been so enamored by Bliss that he hadn't really thought about how much Zuko was enjoying himself. Aang saw the black-haired head of Zuko bob up and down as he silently nodded.
"Of course I did, Aang," he replied hoarsely, still facing away from the airbender.
Then Aang realized he had touched Zuko's scar for the first time.
"If it's about your scar, don't worry. I think you're beautiful."
As soon as the airbender called him beautiful, tears welled up in Zuko's eyes. Aang's concern and tenderness completely disarmed him, so why did he feel so confused? Even though his heart was filled with affection for the gentle airbender, his head was telling him to run away and forget all of this ever happened.
"No, that's not it," he said, his voice even more hoarse and somewhat quivering.
He slowly rose to his feet and gathered his clothes to cover his privates, careful to not look at Aang.
"I'm going to do some firebending forms on my own now. You should practice some more too," he said.
Chapter 3. He was finally on his own. Practicing firebending forms always helped him think, and ever since he had rekindled his firebending with the help of dragons Ran and Shaw, he had gained a new appreciation and sensitivity for how his emotions and choices were connected to his bending. He could feel it in the plumes of fire he was creating right now, his own indecisiveness. The flames were strong, but fickle and unsteady. This time, however, he knew what the problem was. Aang was his best friend, the only true friend he ever had. No one had ever extended such compassion and trust to him. Aang was good and wise and courageous, and he had accepted Zuko despite his dark past, despite all his mistakes, his shame, and his betrayal. And yet, the attraction Zuko felt for Aang's body was entirely different from friendship. Just the memory sent shivers of lust down his spine, their skin rubbing against each other, Aang's moans when Zuko had taken his cock in his mouth, and the expression on his face after they came together. His bursts of fire flared up and down erratically at the mere thought of it. Feeling lust for another guy was wrong. Everyone in the Fire Nation knew that. The Fire Sages had taught him from a young age that a man could never love another man. This attraction he felt was just a primal appetite of the lowest kind, something to be buried along with all his other shameful deeds. He had to... Zuko suddenly interrupted his form and froze, the flame at his hands extinguishing completely. Something just occurred to him. The Fire Sages had been wrong about many things. Maybe they were wrong about this too. What exactly was his attraction to the airbender, and how did it start? Zuko sat down and closed his eyes. He thought back to the Temple of the Sun Warriors, when Aang had first wrapped his skinny arms around his waist, trying to steal some of Zuko's fire for the Masters. Or maybe it started the day before, when Aang trusted Zuko enough to go on that expedition with him in the first place. When he had looked Zuko in the eyes and, despite Katara's reservations, welcomed him as part of the team and given Zuko a second chance. No, it had started much earlier than that, when Aang had discovered his secret identity as the Blue Bandit and still rescued him, even suggested that they could be friends. That gentle act of kindness had taken him completely by surprise. At the royal court, Zuko was used to proud and patronizing ceremonies of pardon that made people grovel at their lord's feet. But for Aang, forgiveness seemed to come just as naturally as his giggle, and it was just one of the many things Zuko loved about him. Zuko's eyes flew open. His mind stuck to that last thought, the things he loved about Aang. It was not just the airbender's body. It was his wide eyes, his goofy laugh, his tender hugs, his gentle mind, his wise and compassionate heart. These were not feelings of friendship tainted by lustful thoughts. They were only one single feeling, love. He took a deep breath and remembered his uncle's words.
"You are not the man you used to be. You are stronger and wiser and freer than you have ever been."
Yes, he was free now, free to make his own choices and find his own path. And he had found his path. He loved Aang. Something bubbled up inside him, and before he knew it, he was laughing. Zuko quickly clasped his hands over his mouth. He never laughed. He decided to settle for a smile instead. He would lay it all out in the open, no matter what the risk, because if there was even the slightest chance Aang could return his love, it was worth it. When he arrived back at their training ground, Aang was nowhere to be seen. Then suddenly, the airbender popped out of the ground in front of him.
"There you are," Aang called out. "I've been looking for you."
Zuko nearly stumbled over with surprise.
"I thought I told you to practice your firebending form," he snapped automatically.
"Oh, I was. Actually," Aang began, but Zuko cut him off.
"I'm sorry, Aang. I didn't mean to snap at you. In fact, there is something I need to tell you," Zuko said, scratching the back of his head nervously.
"That's okay, but I need to show you something first," the airbender replied, giggling happily. Zuko was too distracted by Aang's smell and laughter to find a response.
"Yesterday, you explained to me that firebenders have strong desires and will that give them the energy to achieve what they want," he began.
Zuko nodded. He had drawn on all the lessons his uncle had taught him during the training with Aang.
"I think I've found a desire strong enough," the airbender said with a grin, assuming the base stance of the firebending form. And with the first move of the form, flames sprouted from his fingertips. But not just any flames. Green, red, golden, blue, even purple colors danced in the flames, and before long, Aang was surrounded by vines of beautiful fire, wrapping around him and congealing to bursts of power when he threw punches into the air. Zuko was stunned. This was even more beautiful than dragon fire.
"How did you—" he stammered, unable to finish his thought. His eyes were glued to the lean muscles of the airbender that were performing an immaculate form with determined precision. Aang had indeed found a new source of energy. Zuko could see it in his form, and even more clearly in his face. An intense passion fueled by a fierce willpower, but unlike with so many firebenders, there was not even a hint of anger in his expression. When Aang finished the form, the flames were still crackling around him, gently licking at his shoulders.
"I know what I want now," he spoke firmly. He began walking towards Zuko, slowly, looking him straight in the eye.
"I want you. I want to make you feel good, just like you did for me. I want to make you come, and I really want to, you know," Aang said, and stopped about an arm's length away. He looked down, blushing, and the flames around him momentarily dwindled to a low glow. But he looked up again, and the fire regained its strength.
"Put it in you," he finished.
Zuko's cock had immediately sprung to attention when Aang said, "I want you," but the rest of his body was speechless. Was this really happening? The incredible firebending he had just witnessed was fueled by the desire for him?
"I was confused about what I wanted, and who I wanted," Aang continued. "But not anymore. I might be new to all this, but I do know what love feels like, and I know when I love someone."
"Me too," Zuko replied, his voice barely more than a whisper.
"Does that mean I can put it in you?" Aang asked with sudden excitement and an eagerness in his eyes that Zuko now recognized as lust.
Zuko nodded.
"Yeah," he breathed.
"Great, because I've been dying to show you this new airbending move I came up with. Check this out," Aang said, taking a deep breath. He flipped back, jumped in the air, and with a single breath of air, shed all his clothes. He lightly landed on a spinning ball of air and looked at Zuko expectantly. A laugh escaped Zuko, and he shook his head in disbelief. But then his eyes locked in on Aang's naked body, and his laughter caught in his throat. So much beautiful skin. The smooth chest that was heaving up and down, the slender legs carefully balancing on the ball of air. And then there was Aang's cock, clearly rock hard and already wet with pre-cum. "What's the matter?" Aang asked, dissolving his ball of air and landing on the ground as light as a feather. "Nothing. It's just that I really like... I mean, you look, Zuko felt his voice drown in husky embarrassment. "You look beautiful to me. I mean, you are. You're really, really beautiful," he stammered, looking to the floor. A moment passed, and then suddenly he heard the familiar burst of earthbending. He felt a slight tug at his clothing as several boulders pinched his royal robes, and looked up again. Aang was standing in a wide earthbending stance and smiled lustfully. Then he drew his fists close to his body, and suddenly the earth underneath Zuko's feet began to move, but most of his clothing remained behind, tearing off his body in one big rip. "Hey, those were nice," Zuko complained, but another rumble of earthbending cut him off. He was suddenly laying on his back on a stone table. His arms were spread from his body with his wrists shackled to the rock, and his legs were spread apart and up in the air, cuffed to pillars of rock in the same way. It was surprisingly comfortable, because the rock table was molded to fit his body, but he felt exposed, even vulnerable. His ass was exactly the level of Aang's crotch. As the airbender slowly leaned over him, his cock grazed along Zuko's crack and lingered at the entrance of his hole. A heavy breath escaped Zuko, and his eyes rolled back. "Can I lick you again?" Aang whispered in Zuko's ear. He breathed softly into his ear, and his tongue flicked out against his earlobe. Aang felt a shiver go through Zuko's body, and the firebender's hard cock twitched against Aang's stomach for a split second. "Yes," Zuko moaned in his low, husky voice. Aang's heart skipped a beat, and his stiff cock involuntarily pulsed against Zuko's hole. He could finally fulfill the wildest of his dreams. Zuko's body was his to lick wherever he wanted. The firebender was panting heavily, his muscular chest heaving up and down. His beautiful face, with his strong jawline, his thin lips, his fine eyebrows, it was twisted in an expression of pleasure and anticipation, his eyes tightly shut. Aang looked at Zuko's face and decided to risk it. He really wanted to lick it. How would Zuko react when he gave in to his fantasy? He had imagined this so many times, and now he finally could. His heart hammering in his chest, Aang stuck out his tongue and leaned into Zuko. As his tongue approached Zuko's mouth, their noses nuzzled against each other. Then Aang ran his tongue over Zuko's lips, licking from the corner of his mouth along the lower lip. Zuko moaned in surprise, and his lips parted. Aang's tongue touched his teeth before he retreated in surprise. At the same time, Zuko's hole relaxed, and something oozed out of Aang's cock, making it slippery. They stared at each other, panting. Aang couldn't believe he did that, and Zuko seemed equally surprised. The tip of the airbender's cock rested wet against Zuko's ass, and now he could feel it more clearly. Zuko's hole was throbbing and drawing Aang in with every throb. Wordlessly and slightly embarrassed, Aang broke contact and moved to close his lips around the small puncture wounds from the porcupine lizard. But this time, he went further. This time, Zuko wanted him to go further. He ran his tongue over the side of Zuko's chest more freely now, until his nose brushed against Zuko's armpit hair. The firebender moaned and his body stiffened. Zuko's scent was intoxicating. He dug his nose deeper into his armpit and greedily lapped up his smell with his tongue. Zuko was clean and slightly sweaty with a smoky, musky note. His cock pressed against Zuko's hole and more pre-cum dribbled out and ran down Zuko's crack. Aang moaned into his armpit and the firebender hissed with pleasure. He struggled against his restraints and his muscular body convulsed. His hole briefly squeezed tighter against the tip of the airbender's cock, and Aang realized he was already a little inside Zuko. He withdrew from his armpit and looked down at Zuko's face. His cheeks were flushed and his black tousled hair stuck to his sweaty forehead. He was dripping pre-cum too, which had gathered in a small puddle around his belly button and abs. Hungrily, Aang bent down again and swirled his tongue around Zuko's left nipple. "Oh!" the firebender called out in a voice much higher than his usual low husk. "Aang!" The airbender doubled his efforts to lick, suck, and nibble his nipple. Zuko's reaction was instantaneous. His whole body jerked around in pleasure, muscles bulging against his earth handcuffs. He wriggled and shivered in a frenzy of pleasure, but Aang held him down. He started moaning loudly and rambled profusely.
"Aang, please don't stop. Aang, that feels so good. What are you doing? Oh, please don't stop, please don't stop, please don't stop."
Aang felt the firebender's hold relax even further, and he slowly slid his cock deeper into Zuko's ass. Zuko was sweating and steaming all over his body, and his ass was so hot and tight, Aang thought he would shoot his load right then and there. He pushed in all the way until his balls rubbed against Zuko's crack, coated in his own pre-cum. It felt so good, he forgot about Zuko's nipple and grabbed his waist, looking down at the sweating and panting firebender. He slid out and back in again, slapping his crotch against Zuko's ass. Zuko yelped up in surprise and his eyes fluttered open.
"Ah!"
was all he managed to cry out. Aang had hit the special spot Zuko had discovered years ago when he was fingering himself. His body was tingling and throbbing all over, and the force of Aang's thrust drove away any remaining restraint.
"Do it again,"
he whimpered, and Aang thrust into him again. Zuko gasped in pleasure, and another trickle of pre-cum welled up in his cock, dripping onto his stomach and running down the side of his torso. He felt the orgasm build up inside him. He was going to come soon.
"Don't stop. Don't hold back. Please make me come, Aang. Please fuck me."
Aang didn't hesitate to grab Zuko's waist even tighter and ram his cock into him. He began pumping in and out of him, pounding his balls against Zuko's ass and the tip of his cock against Zuko's prostate. He started groaning with every thrust, and the glowing began. Every time he was balls deep inside Zuko, his tattoos and eyes briefly flared up in a blue-white glow. The glow disappeared as soon as he pulled out again, only to return more strongly with the next thrust.
"Aang!"
Zuko exclaimed, and then he felt the orgasm coming. He didn't know what he was saying or moaning, only that it was loud. He made eye contact with Aang's beautiful brown eyes that were flaring up with bright light faster and faster now. Then his cock erupted with cum. Aang's eyes widened with amazement when he saw Zuko's orgasm. Every time he rammed his cock deep into Zuko, a white rope of cum shot out. The first one shot all the way to Zuko's chin with such force it splattered all over his collarbone. But then Zuko clenched and convulsed so his shoulders and head were coming off the ground, so the next white rope landed on his face, covering his nose and lips. Aang accelerated his thrusts even more. The curious and animalistic part of him wanted to see how much more cum he could fuck out of Zuko, and if he could get more of it to land on his face. He fucked harder, and Zuko opened his mouth even wider as he moaned. The next several shots sprayed into his mouth, drenching his lips so much that cum was dripping down his chin. Seeing Zuko's face covered in cum made Aang lose all control, and he exploded in Zuko's ass. Aang's load shot directly against Zuko's pleasure spot, and Zuko yelled out in surprise and pleasure. He felt more of his own cum shoot out against his cheeks and eyebrows, but he barely noticed. Aang's eyes and tattoos were blazing with light, much brighter than before, and Zuko felt his own eyes glowing too. Suddenly, he could feel what Aang was feeling. His mind and body merged with the airbender, and he felt the intensity of Aang's orgasm as much as his own. He felt Aang's cum gushing into his ass and flooding his balls and crack as he kept pumping. His own prostate convulsed with every shot of glowing cum that splashed against it. But he also felt Aang's thoughts and emotions, the lust and desire, the exhilaration, and as the airbender looked into his eyes, the tenderness and the overwhelming and unconditional love. When the glowing subsided, Aang was slightly dizzy and breathing heavily. The airbender's cum was running out of Zuko's hole and down his own legs. Zuko was completely drenched from his impeccable abs to his shoulders and all over his face, even his hair. With a twist of his wrists, Aang bended the earth to release Zuko's restraints. The firebender now lay limp on the stone table, his breath slowly returning to normal. Zuko looked back at Aang, and his thin lips formed a beginning of a smile. They knew how much they loved each other. They had felt it. Aang leaned forward and licked the cum off Zuko's eyelids, then his cheeks and his nose and eyebrows. When Aang's tongue reached Zuko's lips, he moaned softly, his lips parting in a broad smile. At first, Aang hesitated, but then he realized there was no need. He brushed his lips against Zuko's and kissed him. Zuko's hands ran along his chest and cupped Aang's jaw, pulling him deeper into the kiss. "Focus on one state of mind at a time. You're too distracted, and you keep mixing your emotions together. Try the green fire again, and I don't want to see any purple this time," Zuko instructed. "But I..." "Control your thoughts and show some discipline," Zuko barked. Now that Aang had regained his firebending, Zuko had decided it was worth perfecting the multicolored flames. As Aang began practicing, Zuko turned away and calmed his mind. Then the airbender started humming, and Zuko was about to tell him off, but he didn't. Since yesterday, Aang's presence was not a distraction anymore. All his confusion, his doubts, and his worries were gone now. His love was open and unshakable. He moved through the form his uncle had practiced with him hundreds of times, and then for the first time in his life, Zuko shot lightning from his fingertips. I very much hope you enjoyed this reading. If you did, be sure to check out some of the others I've done. I have a link to the fanfic in the description, as well as links to some of my other stuff on the Beacons page, which is basically a link tree, but whatever. There's an Instagram I post on semi-regularly, about once a week, on my story about like stuff I'm working on, posts that are important. I have a Discord where we have like a server. Everybody can kind of mingle and ask questions, post fan art. It's a lot of great stuff. I love it over there. It's a really great community, lots of really nice people. So if you're looking for something like that, I suggest you go join it because it's awesome. And I have a Ko-fi as well linked because I don't have a job right now and this is all I'm doing at the moment. So if you could help out, that would be super appreciated. If not, that's okay too. And I think there was one other thing. Give me a second. Fuck. Oh, I have an email address for business inquiries or fan mail, or yeah, you just want to say hi, that too. Yeah, there are lots of ways to reach me if you wanted to communicate. I think I have like a Spotify comments feature thing now, so if you want to leave some sort of a comment or response to whatever question it has me ask, do that there. And that's it. Have a good day. I'll see you next time. Bye.